A.
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December 9th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. After all, it is the rule of law. We also believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by our founders. Absolutely brilliant. And part of the solution, we don't believe in revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but we do believe in restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, we've got a lot to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys and support thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. And by the way, gift cards are great for Christmas. It's a way to give your friends and loved ones incredible Christmas gifts, but let them choose what they want, all at the same time doing business with the good guys and keeping us on the radio. ThePowerMall.com. Get a gift card in any amount you like. ThePowerMall.com or 877-987. We'll see. What's that number? Oh, 877-987-9829. 877-817-9829. Without further ado, the recap of yesterday's show. Donald Trump calls for total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the U.S. Now, I don't really agree with that idea exactly. I believe there's a better way to separate the refugees from the terrorists. Nevertheless, though, the hawkish thugs want to act like Donald Trump's off the charts. We're not talking about any hostilities here. All we're talking about is saying, hey, let's put a halt to the influx of immigrants and refugees and whatever's without getting a handle on this terrorism issue. And to that point, he's correct. But the hawkish belligerents won't stand for it. All attacks are on Trump. We also talked about this Brevard County Sheriff, Dwayne Ivey, a tremendous gentleman. We support 1,000%. He released a video on the internet from his sheriff's office in Florida. Be ready and be armed for an active shooter incident. He, Sheriff Wayne Ivey, basically like David A. Clark Jr. of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, stands up and says, look, you know what? We're great police force folks. We do a great job, but you know what? We can get there in minutes and people can die within seconds, and we need to partner with you, the good, honest, moral citizen. Don't go off and try to be Rambo, but if you're in a situation where it's life or death, absolutely arm yourself. Train yourself. Make sure you know what's going on and take action to defend the people. I want to partner with you, he basically says. Good for him. He's right as could be. Hey, Gun TV, they got a shopping channel launched in the midst of the U.S. shootings. It's an idea kind of like QVC, but it's guns. They're going to start out 6 hours, eventually move to 24 hours. How well will that do in America? A gun channel? I think it'll do really well if they do the right kind of programming. We'll see if our guest coming up is going to be a prominent guest on that broadcast, hopefully so. We also talked about Ulster County Sheriff Paul J. Blarkum. Paul J. Van Blarkum. He encourages the citizens of his county who are licensed to carry firearms to actually do so. Please get it done, he says. In a call to action, Boone County Sheriff Michael Helmick says that licensed, trained gun owners and off-duty deputies have a responsibility to carry their weapons to keep the citizenry safe. Helmick's letter, believe it or not, supports Van Blarkum's of Ulster County's idea. They're urging people on Facebook to carry their weapons if they're licensed to do so. But we talked a lot about guns in hour one. Hour two, we talked a lot about vaccine rights with attorney at law Alan Phillips, vaccinerights.com and pandemicresponseproject.com. And we tied this issue of guns and the jab or shots to this real issue called choice. See, they're pro-choice when it comes to killing babies. They're not pro-choice when it comes to guns or vaccines, huh? The CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, says that 1 in 45 children are diagnosed with autism. But did you also know that the CDC scientists held meetings and literally destroyed autism vaccine proof documents? That's what a CDC whistleblower, Natural News, reports. The UK government now admits that swine flu vaccines can cause brain damage. They award compensation to 60, you heard me, 60 families. Almost 70 patients ended up testing positive for HIV and hepatitis after nurses were caught using the same syringes while giving flu shots in New Jersey, folks. Daily Mail brought this to our attention. Why didn't you hear about this from the American news? It happened in New Jersey. Did you hear me? Almost 70 patients tested positive for HIV and hepatitis after the nurses were caught using the same syringes, all for the flu shot. And then you got to go to the Daily Mail across the pond to get the news. Wow. There's also a campaign around the world called No Jab, No Pay. Yeah, they're trying to force health workers and others, you better take the vaccines or you're not getting paid. Wow, we need to revolt against that, right? Peacefully so, but we need to absolutely stop such abuses and violations of one's body and one's rights. On vaccines, people are talking about a new campaign. It's from parents. It's called My Kids, My Choice. Anyway, Alan Phillips does a phenomenal job. That's the recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday on the broadcast. Without further ado, Kurt Cosby's with me. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. We also got our guest, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, Gun Owners of America. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be back.
Man, there's so much to talk about. We missed you the last little bit. You were traveling, and then there was a little bit of confusion with Thanksgiving. And anyway, we appreciate you being back. There's now a brand new push to stop Donald Trump from being the next president, but it's not through peaceful means, not by political means, but rather by assassination. There's a big contingent now talking about assassinating Trump. And here's what I find fascinating. If it was anybody they liked that was being threatened to be assassinated, one of the, inside politicians, they'd be up in arms. They'd use the national government databases. They would attract these people that already had them behind bars, Larry Pratt. But since it's Donald Trump, they're just kind of like, oh, geez, this isn't good, you know. But the Republicans are standing against Trump in a supposed peaceful way while they let the assassination folks run around. What's going on here?
Well, it's pretty clear that Trump has rung their bell. He's bearded the cat. He's saying things that the base were wondering if they'd ever hear somebody running for office seriously talk about. They are very frustrated. They saw the Republicans. They heard the Republicans in the last election say, you give us control of the Congress, and we're going to put the brakes on what the president is doing. We'll have control of both houses. We can stop the funding. And they've done no such thing. As soon as the president says, well, if you stop any of the funding of any of the programs, well, then I'm going to fight back. And the Republicans start twitching and screaming and weeping and don't do anything. And so all the promises they made so far have yet to materialize. And I think that is a lot of the reason for a pool of resentment, of disenchantment, even of disgust that is there. And the marketer in chief, Donald Trump, has tapped into it. He knows what is on people's minds, and he's willing to talk about it in a forceful and convincing fashion. And it's that convincing part that I think has the Republican elite pretty nervous.
All right, let me ask you. One of the key organizers, a top advisor to Trump, is a guy by the name of Roger Stone. Roger Stone faked like he quit the Trump campaign, but he still backs Trump. In fact, he was recently credited just days ago with setting up a radio interview between Donald Trump and Alex Jones, for instance. But as I researched this Roger Stone guy, the guy's nothing but a political hack thug. What do you say, Larry?
He's more of a rhino. He's a political consultant. He's been around for almost as long as I have. He's a very bright guy, but I don't think he's the sort of guy that we want to have involved in a political administration, presidential administration.
All right, ain't guy, because I don't find a single good thing the guy has done in his whole many decades in Washington. Quick pause, LarryPrattGunOwners.org. I'm a lifetime member. You should be, too, in seconds on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Trump, I will never leave this race. I don't mean this to be a Trump hour, ladies and gentlemen, but there are interesting twists. When the Secret Service is defending Trump, now there's assassination threats against Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, I will not leave this race. Many people think he's a plant. Glenn Beck thought Trump was a plant to help Hillary. I think that might be true as well. Roger Stone, one of the most, in my opinion, strange political hacks on Capitol Hill ever, supposedly quit the Trump campaign, but yet is still advising and helping Trump to the nth degree. Whenever Roger Stone's involved, you can know something's going to go squirrely. Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, with us. What do you say? This guy is a hack to the high. Is there anything you can look at good that he's done in his many decades in Washington?
Well, I haven't spent that much time monitoring the guy, but I can say this, that in all of the fights that Gun Owners of America has been involved in, where we might have been working with other groups who had one thing or another in common with the objectives that we were pursuing, basically limited government from one approach or another, he was never involved. So,
So he's not really a right to keep and bear arms advocate, that's for sure. He backed Reagan. He also was involved with the Tricky Dixon-Nixon scenario stuff. So the guy's got a very straight... He's been involved with all kinds of weird female scenarios. I don't even want to go into the details. The guy's a womanizer. The guy's a well-snapped, snappy dresser kind of guy. But everything he does is very convoluted, to say the least. It saddens me that Trump is hooked up with a guy like that. However, things get even stranger because now as the Republicans triple down against Donald Trump, they wanted Donald Trump to swear that he would back the nominee, whoever that was. Now they're not willing to do the same. So Donald has a real opportunity to go third party if he chooses. Believe it or not, if he went independent, they say he'd actually win. But you got Jesse the Body Ventura now in the mix. Now listen carefully. The Body, that's Jesse, once again talks about running for president on a third-party ticket. It would be a grassroots effort to offer a legitimate third party. Jesse also floats this olive branch, Larry Pratt. Jesse Ventura hopes Trump considers him for VP.
Well, I guess it would be two guys that are used to enjoying the sound of their own voice, that's for sure. Ventura, I have trouble... I know he was elected governor of Minnesota, but I'm sorry, I have trouble taking him seriously. I'm not sure what rudder, if any, drives his course politically. I'm not sure why he's even talking about possibly getting into the race. He's not been on the political scene for some time. I guess there's some sort of a bug that gets into people sometimes, and every couple 4 years it manifests itself kind of like a recurring fever.
Yeah, now this is fascinating because as things get straight, you know what, I would probably put the Body, Jesse Ventura, in my campaign somewhere. One of the things that Kurt and I have talked about forever, and there's a reason that I'm bringing all this up, Larry Pratt. We've talked about what these candidates ought to do is announce who would be in their cabinets. And so now you're voting for a whole team, not just for a guy. And you know what? I would probably let Jesse Ventura deal with the press. He'd be like the press secretary. What do you think?
Well, you'd have a lot of hurt feelings probably among the press.
And that's all right. You'd also have a lot of political theater, which is what it's all designed for. You'd have him mock people and have a great... I mean, you would absolutely probably drive the ratings right through the roof.
It's
you might even launch like presidentialtv.com or something, president.tv, just let it go, you know, 24/7, you know, the Body wrestling theatrics type, you know, media and stuff like that.
It would be interesting. Let's say it won't be boring. It won't be a repeat of the Senator Dole or the Senator McCain or the Mitt Romney race where it was...
Well, and Trump could just say to the Body, you know, you're there to topple the media from its belligerent perch of gatekeeping thugs. Okay, you're there to stop all that, Jesse. Get it done. Now, the other thing that's fascinating, is Ted Cruz now speaking out and said this: I would hire Donald Trump to negotiate trade deals for me, Breitbart. What do you think if, you know, you guys back Ted, right?
We back Ted, you betcha.
What do you think of Ted's idea to go ahead and just put Trump in charge of the trade deals? You could put, you know, Jesse in charge of media. You could put, like, Dr. Rand Paul in charge of getting rid of the health care system. You could just surround yourself with all these people. You could even find a spot for George Bush. He could take people's coats, right?
You think about that for a while and let me know what you come
up with. What do you think if George Bush took, or Jeb Bush took people's coats?
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that would be suitable. They been to a lot of those highfalutin type meetings where somebody does that. I think Ventura would be, I'd love to see him sitting down and maybe even literally arm wrestling the Chinese Minister of Commerce or whoever might be the appropriate official on some sort of a trade deal. That would be an interesting sight indeed. Going back just a little bit to what you were saying, with all of the Republicans that are potentially suitable for an administration, I think you've in effect pointed out that I don't think the Republican bench has been as deep as it is now, certainly in my lifetime. I don't remember anything like this. And as you probably know, I speak from a few years of experience, and it's just an extraordinary development. We were, for when we had Bob Dole running, it was just like a desert. Same thing with McCain and even Romney, who was able to serially knock out his opponents. That seems to be something of the past, and we've got obviously, we didn't endorse them all. We picked the guy that we liked the best. But I'll say this, that a lot of those Republicans have some very good things in one area or another that really set them apart from, how could you say this about the Democrat bench? What bench?
Well, it'll be like if Hillary were kind of like a Dennis Rodman show. Or Hillary's kind of like a Michael Jordan show. The only difference is Michael Jordan was actually good. What's that? What's that NBA player that I don't like? He's a jerk. He's on LA. What's his name?
You got me, Sam. You're out.
Oh, come on, Kurt can help me. What's this guy's name? The guy's an idiot.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Kobe. Okay, it's like a Kobe show with Hillary, isn't it? Nobody likes the person. Why are you even there? Kind of thing.
Maybe Hillary could offer a Bill's Bimbo bench.
Well, she's already got that happening. She's just shut them all down. See, that's why you got to have the Jesse get in there and talk to Hillary and crew about them bimbos and stuff. Just imagine Jesse. Hey, Hillary, I've been, just imagine what it could be phenomenal. All right, now, let me tell you this.
I didn't know you were a comedian, Sam. This is getting pretty good.
By the way, two television entrepreneurs in California think they have just what America needs. It's a 24-hour shopping channel for guns using the tagline live shopping. Fully loaded gun TV aims, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to pitch lotions and such. They're going to sell you guns. And everybody's just freaking out about this. I think it's phenomenal. But what do you think, Larry?
To oil your gun with.
You cool with gun TV?
I don't know if I'm going to have time to watch it, but I think it sounds pretty interesting.
Well, you could team up education. Now, this is the thing that fascinates me. All the gun haters, why don't they stop for a second and say, you know what, if you had gun TV and you could literally train people, let people watch kind of like National Geographic type or education TV type opportunities to train people for safety, to educate people about use, to help people with technique. What negative is that? Hold on. When we get back, I want you to respond. What negative is that? They could parlay this into the best opportunity ever. And my question is, if they called you to be on their first inaugural TV broadcast, we'll talk about it with Larry Pratt, gunowners.org.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Fully Loaded, Guns TV is the brainchild of two well-known television entrepreneurs, Valerie Castle and Doug Bornstein. Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Has Valerie or Doug got a hold of you to be on the first inaugural broadcast?
Still waiting for that call.
All right, they ought to do that because this could really be an opportunity. Even the anti-gunners, the gun haters, could come back and say, look, you know what? We're going to have an opportunity to educate people about how to safely use firearms. You could even have a child safety program segment on there. And there's a lot you could do with that, Larry, that everybody should be able to agree on, shouldn't they?
Should is the operative word.
Yes, sir.
But I think you know as well as I do that many, many of the anti-gunners, last thing they want is for people to become trained and proficient and familiar with firearms, because then the ability to buffalo them about things that are just not true is going to be much more difficult, and they might really end up being in a weakened political position if what you're suggesting were actually to take place. So, no, I don't think they're... If they have the opportunity to genuinely do what you're suggesting, bye-bye.
Anyway, I find that fascinating. What an opportunity for good, honest Americans.
Yep, absolutely.
To team up on something that could really make a difference, folks, rather than just battling and fighting and melting down. Why not think about training? You know what? Whether you like or dislike guns, you should be able to agree that training for safety, training for appropriate use, is a well-known skill. In fact, I think that ought to be in all schools as well. Hey, you know what? You learn how to appropriately use firearms and stuff like that. This should be a necessity.
It used to be in the schools, as you
I know, sir.
We very well know. And we've got members that have told me about having rifle practice in their schools in New York City. And even to this day, there are buildings that used to be schools, no longer part of the administrative bureaucracy where the bureaucracies are housed. But in those basements of those buildings, what used to be shooting ranges that were there in the schools, they actually would just take the kids downstairs and have a little 22 target practice. And today the thought of taking some eighth graders, some sixth graders down to the basement to pop off a few 22s, oh my. Heart attack, get the aspirin.
There you have it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I find that fascinating. What do you think? Do you think Trump's going to be the Republican nominee? I still don't believe so. I think that they talk big. Trump's got the lead. But I think the Republicans in bed with the mainstream press networks have a lot more tricks up their sleeves. I have a feeling that Trump will not be the nominee. That's just my humble guesstimation. What do you say?
It's entirely possible they would find a way to gang up. But, you know, it's not going to be by cutting off his money. And the thing that's impressed me about one of the things about his campaign is that I'm sure he spent some money because he's got to fly places in his corporate jet and whatnot, and that costs money. But really, he's not spending any money on a campaign. He's got, I would think, a skeleton staff because essentially he's got like an outrage of the week that blows the media's mind. He then dominates the media cycle for at least a day, usually two or three, and that becomes everything that the political universe is focusing on. And the other candidates, what other candidates? You know, everything is Donald Trump 24/7. This guy knows what he's doing. He's clearly a good marketer. And as I was saying earlier, he saw where the Republican base is. And while he may not himself have always been there, that's something I'm certainly of the opinion, he's there now because that's where they are. And that's more to his credit than certainly the Republican establishment, who would rather fight the base than take the lead. And Trump apparently has concluded, oh, that where they are? Hey, boys, come on over here. I'm your leader. Come on over. Let's go.
Now, the most likely person to, believe it or not, upset Trump, a lot of folks thought it was Carson. But I mentioned that what they do is they always let somebody get their, quote, wave of success, and then they fail or they kind of fall out of favor. That's happened to multiple, including Ben Carson. Now it looks like it's Cruz's turn. Do you think that'll hold? What do you think will happen there?
Sam, after the roller coaster we've been on this election cycle, I don't think I would be well advised to make any prediction. Right now, according to at least one of the polls, which is not a consensus, obviously, even among polls, Cruz would win the delegate contest for the caucuses in Iowa. But there's still well over a month, even if you take out, say, a week or two for Christmas when nobody thinks about anything political, almost nobody. There's enough time left between now and that February 1st caucus that I just don't have a feel for how these things are going to...
Well, here's what we do know. We know several things. We know that their pattern has been let a candidate rise to the top and ride a wave. Now, Trump's wave has been pretty long. They pretend they're astonished about that, but I don't think so. I think this is part of the plan. I believe that what will happen is Trump will eventually fall out of favor. It'll happen over his bold statements, which everybody loves, unless they go wrong. Now he says we won't let a single Muslim in. We'll shut it all down. Now it's being compared to the Japanese camps of World War II. I don't really think the two are akin. I think that the former Vice President Dick Cheney and others are a gazillion times more hawkish than even Trump could possibly be. Nevertheless, though, now the whole Republican establishment is against him. The wisest person among them, Ted Cruz, he won't even answer if banning all Muslims from coming to the country is constitutional or not. He's wise enough not to touch it with a 10-foot pole. Nevertheless, though, they've now been given the cover to go after Trump like no other. And if there's two or three other missteps, it could change the game in a heartbeat, folks. Don't underestimate mainstream thugs.
Well, they thought that he was going to be a flash in the pan when he began to rise in the polls. And this is, what, maybe 3 months ago? Well, that flash in the pan is only increasing his lead among Republican voters. Now, he would still need a majority of all voters to win in November, but, you know, first things first. And the primary process is the one we're involved in right now, and all he's done is gotten stronger. Cruz is emerging as the only guy that's never, the only thing even remotely negative that he said about Trump is, I don't think he'll be the nominee.
But so, Trump responded in kind of a joking, jovial manner and said he's got to say that he's running also. So that wasn't a misstep in any way. In fact, it might actually help unite the two in some way.
They've got, you and I weren't privy to the meeting that they had, those two had, at the very beginning of this period when Trump was on the rise, and Cruz went up to Manhattan, and I presume it was at Trump's tower, and they had a meeting. And my guess, because I don't have any inside information on this, but just looking at the way things have been handled since that meeting, there was a mutual non-aggression pact that something to the effect, perhaps, that, look, our position on issues is virtually identical on the hot buttons that are driving this election, and I don't have any interest in hitting you, and you don't have any interest in me. And so that's the way things seem to be conducted.
Yeah, too bad Rand Paul wasn't in on that meeting, huh?
It doesn't look
because
like
sadly,
it.
Sadly, Rand Paul, I believe, is the most pure out of all of them in terms of constitutionality, except for he's fallen such out of favor, he's blown it, he's attacked both of them. Now he'll never sit on a cabinet with them.
Well, maybe, maybe not, but he's certainly not caught hold, which is kind of surprising to me because I would have thought he would have had more of a base that he could have turned, and he's worked at broadening the base that his dad had developed.
But what has he announced that's bold and unique in any way? And the answer is nothing.
Well, I think you're right. If he did, I certainly didn't notice it, so it didn't cause much of a ripple. If he did, it is a surprise. I must say, if there's a surprise of this election cycle, this is a big one that he hasn't caught hold any.
What does it all mean, then, in terms of this and our right to keep and bear arms? Barack's going broke for gun control. You got Nancy Pelosi and Hillary all aboard for this same agenda. The Republicans pretend they don't want it, but we find that they usually sell us down the river. Are they going to get it this time, or do we have enough real bold objection to this?
I don't think the Republicans are stupid enough to actually enact gun control. They'll fund Obama's agenda, blast them, but I don't see them actually legislating his gun control. And right now what we're seeing, in my opinion, is virtually a repeat of the primary between Al Gore and then Senator Bradley of New Jersey. And they had a contest between themselves.
We'll tell you about it in seconds on your radio.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against use them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, and Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, riding shotgun on the broadcast. You know what? Give somebody a gift for Christmas. Help them become a lifetime member at gunowners.org, would you please? Also, do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. If you want to do business with the good guys, would really appreciate it. Just tell all your friends and promote thepowermall.com. When you do that, you not only promote great, incredible products, but you support Liberty Roundtable Live and the Power Hour radio programs as well. So would appreciate it. Tell Joyce and crew we sent you, thepowermall.com. All right, Kurt, speaking of Rand Paul.
Well, yeah, Sam, it looks like he's a little ticked off because according to something called the Wonkat, I've not really read that before, but, he thought of banning Muslims first, and he says, well, how come Trump gets all the credit? They're not real favorable to Rand Paul in their story. They call him a Senate frat boy, but he apparently got a vote where he would pause on immigration from 34 countries. Now, the article
says... Can I help Rand a little bit?
In the Senate, by the way, it was defeated 10-89, so, you know, that's not really a big win there, but, you know, he did get the vote, I guess.
Can I help Rand a little bit?
Sure.
We've contacted his staff. We've done our very best to help him break these kind of news pieces. If he had gone on the alternative places and talked about it, he might have got credit for it, Kurt. But he's so busy.
That's a great point.
He's so busy failing in the polls that he doesn't have time for us. And therefore, now you could say, well, Sam, you couldn't have broke the news. Yeah, but me and 35 or so other talk show hosts could have. If you really embraced the alternative media, and even when you got on Fox and CNN and all these morning shows and Sunday shows and everywhere, you could say, yeah, I was on Liberty Roundtable yesterday, and I explained that in great detail. You got to go to libertyroundtable.com and check it out. If he did those kind of things and it was a mutual promotion, he could have busted out and got the credit. But no, Kurt, he's a nobody and he's not doing anything of any value, really, because nobody could find out about it. Again, Larry Pratt just told you he doesn't know about it. I don't know about it. Who's this news service you're even talking about? So see, Rand is just, he's destroying his own chances. Larry Pratt, what do you say?
Well, I think that there's a way to do things, and perhaps he might look at what Jim DeMint did when he was in the Senate. When DeMint was interested in promoting or stopping something moving in the Senate, he would, instead of even going to a committee meeting or anything else that might be otherwise likely on his schedule, if there were a talk show in a state or a district, but usually a state, where he was trying to light a fire under a colleague to get things moving or stopped, as the case may be, he'd do that talk show. It wouldn't have to be in South Carolina at all. He was just interested in moving public opinion, getting the information out to the public, so they in turn would get in touch with their member of Congress. And it was pretty effective. And I think if Senator Paul wants to move his legislation, he might take a page out of DeMint's book, because I think it was quite successful.
Well, I agree with you, but I also just think that, you know what, Rand Paul, I don't know if he thinks he's too important. I don't know what he thinks, but I'm telling you right now, when he refuses to do interviews with me, Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, I could name talk show host Bill Frady, and address these issues very specifically about where he stands and what he'd do. Okay, right now, I can't think of a single thing about Rand that I would say, you know what, that separates the men from the boys. Rand is standing tall on this issue. There's only one, and that's the Federal Reserve, but he's one of many.
Yeah, Senator Cruz, among many others, has actually called for abolishing it and getting rid of the income tax. What's not to like about that? And I haven't heard Senator Paul talk about something like that, although I'm sure he's there. That's who he is. By the way, let me get back to what we were talking about in this this process that the Democrats are going
through. Yes, you got this contest that happened that we're comparing it to, right?
Yeah, I see them repeating what happened with that Gore-Bradley primary as to who was the most anti-gun senator, vice president, whatever. And it was Al Gore that apparently satisfied the Democrat base that he was the most anti-Second Amendment sort of guy, and he became the party's nominee. Well, it really hurt him, and he went on to lose. And the more it seems to me Hillary Clinton is calling for Australian-style gun control, which means confiscating about half of the guns in the country, that's not, I don't think, Mrs. Clinton, the way you're going to win the general election. People are going to, even some of the Democrats, as Ronald Reagan showed, will respond to a pro-Second Amendment message. And Hillary Clinton's telling them all to go take a jump.
You're right about that. It'll be interesting what to see. But the question, everybody's fearful that it's just going to be a Bush-Clinton bash again. Is that what we're going to get?
I have a few minutes ago said I'm not into predictions. I will make a prediction. Poor Bush, Jeb Bush, is gone. He is not going to be the nominee. Not too long ago, they were making it Jeb with an exclamation point. They've actually taken away their own exclamation point.
All right. How do we take the gun issue? We have the perfect opportunity right now. And make it front and center for the discussions. Yeah, they've mentioned it from time to time, but it hasn't been the prominent discussion. How do we make that the campaign stage issue?
Discussion getting rid of gun-free zones. Even the one in San Bernardino, the massacre there, another gun-free zone. I've said it before, and I'll repeat it. All but two of our public massacres since 1950 have occurred in gun-free zones. This is a piece of legislation that ought to go through fairly easily when those kinds of arguments are put forward. Oh, you mean you're for just piling up the bodies, is one of the questions I asked Piers Morgan when he couldn't get it through his head. It's the kind of thing I believe that we can make an appeal to people's most basic interest, their own survival. And you don't survive in a gun-free zone if you're obeying the law and the dirt bag isn't.
All right, I just know we need to make this a real critical issue because, you know what? If we don't boldly stand up and put together a real line in the sand on this issue, Barack's going to do a few things before he leaves office that we may not have the leadership to reverse.
Well, if he wants to do them in the area of guns... Now, if it affects dealers, they're kind of between a rock and a hard place because he can pull their licenses and they're out of business. But if it's telling me, an individual gun owner, what I'm going to do, have a nice day, Mr. President. I ain't obeying.
All right, Kurt, do you want to chime into this? I don't know who would really be the real gun advocate of all of them. They all talk big. Ben Carson, probably the least. Ted Cruz might be there. What do you say, Kurt?
Him in the Senate, well, on his own party. And that was one of the major ingredients in our own thinking. Not only did he take on his party establishment in Texas to get the Senate nomination, but then when he was in the Senate, still wet behind the ears, he was willing to take on John McCain, didn't mind John McCain calling him all kinds of insults, it just rolled right off of him, and he kept right on. I think that's the kind of character that we're looking for, as for a president that would say, okay, this is what I got elected to do. Guess what? I'm actually going to push it. Are you with me or against me, party?
All right, Kurt, what do you say?
It's impressive to see, the power of the media. And for example, when you see this havoc in, what is it, Berkeley, or in France, you still get the calls from the Obamas, the Hillarys, or whatever, to say, man, see why we got to get rid of the guns. And yet, I see, and I think so many other people see, these sheriffs and so many others that are suggesting, hey, the only thing that stopped these guys was somebody with a gun.
And if it means that nobody in the victim zone had a gun, they got to wait for another good guy, this time with a badge, to get there between 5 and 10 minutes, optimally, to take care of business. And most of these massacres are all over before 10 minutes have gone by.
All right, well, it seems to me that we need to put together a serious campaign right now, and it almost seems like this gun TV could help us do the very thing. I mean, they're going to have all kinds of attention. The liberals are going to be foaming at the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
The conservative, it seems like there's got to be a way to back into this and really dovetail training with education, with a lot of these sheriffs, with this gun TV, with the Gun Owners of America. There's got to be a way to partner and make this thing the headliner discussion for 2016. By the way, are you getting people guns for Christmas, Larry?
Not guns, but training.
All right, you need to get people Gun Owners of America lifetime memberships too, huh?
Hey, that's great. Start them out with a subscription to our email alerts. That's a freebie, and that'll make them part of the process, keeping the Congress honest.
You get that done, ladies and gentlemen, at gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. Larry Pratt, Merry Christmas to you and your family, sir. Thank you.
And to you, Sam. Thank you.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. All right. You know what? 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up. Man, Hillary's got some weird stuff going on. We'll talk about that. And we're just getting started. LibertyRoundtable.com. You want to turn your phone into radio? 712-432-5339. This nation shall endure.